Commentator Trey Ellis is a novelist, screenwriter, and blogger. He's also a father who's gotten a very big head recently.
I'm a single father, so my parenting skills are graded on the steepest of curves. If my kids so much as mumble thank you, my friends' wives gush about what a terrific job I'm doing. If I manage a relatively straight part, separating my daughter's two Afropuffs, the moms at school coo over me as if I were the reincarnation of James Brown. I wonder what everyone expects, that my kids would arrive at school without pants, in just moldy t-shirts, enjoying a breakfast of Fritos and Red Bull? All right, that might have happened once, but that was ages ago. For years, I've reveled in the praise and the pity. However, I realized that it was going to my head. I was starting to believe that I was the single greatest dad the world had ever known. And then one day, I really heard how I talked to my kids. When did I become such a blowhard? With me, everything has to be a lesson, either on morals, philosophy, or math. All that's missing is the pipe to thoughtfully chew on in between the sage pronouncements that I half expect my kids to carve into their bunk beds. The other day, we were 2 hours into our day-long wait for Chet's passport. We were number 2,841, and the electronic display was flashing 2,768. Apropos of nothing, I said to my third grader, "Ava, if you want to figure out how many people are ahead of us, you just count up by tens till you get close. 68, 78, 80, 8, then my 8 minus bar the..." My calculations quickly got hopelessly tangled. She barely even looked up from her latest Judy Blume book. She just rolled her eyes. A few hours later, her little brother was on his knees, arms heavenward, wailing as if he'd just been blinded by the gods because Ava got the last vanilla cupcake and he had to settle for chocolate, which until just moments before had been his favorite. "Life is going to be full of these little disappointments," I tried to tell my 5 3/4-year-old. I'm a Zen Buddhist and attempted to quote him words that have helped me. "Desires are inexhaustible." His desperate wail only grew louder. Moments later, however, he was giggly again, painting his plate with ketchup, using broccoli brushes before gobbling them. "Ketchup on broccoli? Gross," I said. "Don't yuck my yum," he replied, with his mouth still full. "Don't yuck my yum." Turns out he'd learned that back in preschool. Suddenly, I was the one committing words of wisdom to memory.
Trey Ellis is the author of a forthcoming memoir, Father of the Year. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.